Well, needless to say, the sexual assault floodgates have certainly opened, have they not? Many of the cases, of course, are he said, she said, or in the instance of Kevin Spacey, he said, he said. Be that as it may, watching all this, you get torn in a few ways, because there are those who you want to believe out of empathy, sympathy. Then there are others who do themselves in. For example, the one woman who was accusing Judge Moore of sexual assault and has Gloria Allred as her attorney, she might have been more believable if she wasn't reading her statement. And the whole thing with the yearbook, too, now Moore's attorneys would like the page of the yearbook which the woman claims that Moore wrote a, well, yes, sort of scandalous message given the age difference at the time, the wording not so much, because they want to have a handwriting expert analyze that. And be honest, isn't it that little part of you, while feeling empathy for a woman if she really truly was sexually assaulted, that if it's Gloria Allred's case, you really are just hoping it blows up in the most spectacular means possible? Now, on the flip side, there's the case of radio host in Los Angeles, Leanne Tweeden, revealing that during a USO tour back in 2006, now senator, but then sort of comedian Al Franken, sexually assaulted her, which I admire Tweeden for the way she's carried herself. I think her, out of the many voices that have come up in this avalanche of sexual assault allegations, hers has been the most loud and connecting because of the way she carries herself through all this. And she's probably going to be attacked too, given her past career as a fitness model. She did an exercise show on ESPN. So there are the trolls out there. They're going to try to take a whack at her. But in all respect to Leanne Tweeden, the details about what Al Franken did to her is something I think we could have done without. However, it does further the story. And the Tweeden voices and those like her, because there are others who are certainly believable and they come forward sounding sincere through their hurt, their pain, and their shame, that hopefully at all levels of our society, not just in the high spotlight, but in the day-to-day level of life, it will empower more women who have been wronged in so many ways to come forward, to speak up, and to speak out. Because as they say, it's a very true saying, there is strength in numbers.